Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Lamar Sean. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the exclusive Players Platform Show. But today we're going to be joined with Slippery Rock, standout, PSAC, defensive back, Deontay Fleming. Deontay, we appreciate you stopping by the show. Can you believe your time playing it, you know, Slippery Rock, and your whole collegiate career is kind of, you know, winding down, and now you're doing pro days and things of that nature? Did it go by in a blink of an eye?
Yes, sir. Right there in the blink of an eye. You're right, man. I think it's about that time for me to take my talents to the next level, to see, show the world what I can do, and just be the best role model on and off the field. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ha. Now you got some God-given speed. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days. If Deontay Fleming was out there on the, you know, Pop Pee Wee field, were you that kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns a game?
Yeah, I was actually playing quarterback, so we was more like a. We had it's a lot of athletes where I come from, so it was more of a mixture, you know what I'm saying? It was to the point, we was blowing teams out 55-0. I probably could have about 10 touchdowns a game. I wasn't averaging 5 or 6 touchdowns. I was averaging like 2, and by halftime I was off the field. So it wasn't, I ain't gonna say it was that, I ain't gonna say it meant like that, so yeah.
Nice. I'm interested now. So you're a quarterback at a very young age. And that's par for course. I mean, you know, the kids who are a little bit more athletic and can, you know, score points are going to be the guys to put in position. But I guess growing up, how do you kind of find yourself sliding over to the defensive side and becoming a defensive back?
I think it was like a height thing with me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if I was more like 6'1", 6'2", I'd probably be playing quarterback at the next level. But, you know, I guess my mom or my father wasn't that tall for my jeans to get up there, so I guess I had to stick with and try to find a position. And I really ain't like offense too much. I'd rather lay the hit than get hit. So I was one of them type of persons.
A lot of guys feel that way, man. Once again,
yes,
Deontay Fleming's here on the C2P. He's talking about how he made the transition from a Pop Warner QB to the standout DB that we see at Slippery Rock, and obviously making his path towards that next level. You know, we spoke earlier today, and we were kind of catching up on things, and obviously grades kind of hampered you, and you went the JUCO route, but what was that like heading out west and kind of getting your feet under you, and how long did it take you to realize that the JUCO level, there was more still to come?
It was, I feel like, to be honest, it was a learning experience for me, as far as with the school level. You know, coming up, that was just giving me a test of how the college life would be, you know what I'm saying, just in case I go long distance from my family. Like, I went to California, and it was a long distance thing for me, and my family wasn't, like, my mom couldn't come to those games, so I would just call her and tell her about the games. But I feel like overall it was a learning experience. It made me who I am today. It made me a man at the end of the day, and built relationship with friends out there, like more brothers, like, but it was a learning experience just to get my grades right and just make me stay focused and just, you know what I'm saying, to see the real me as a person. How can I deal with things like that far away from my family? Can I finish school out here? And I also finished school out there. I got an AA degree and I graduated in May, so everything's falling into place right now for me.
Awesome, man. Well, that's fantastic to hear. And it's falling into place for you at this next level, too. I mean, you went out to the Temple Pro Day, you blast a 4.43, and you're going to have another Pro Day at Slippery Rock. You're also going to be at the New York Giants Local Day, so two more opportunities to show the speed and the athleticism you have. But for you, I mean, Deontay, I mean, what point of your collegiate career do you kind of start to think, hey, at the end of this college journey, I have an opportunity to kind of get to the next level? I mean, do coaches kind of say, hey, we're seeing something in you that we don't see in a lot of kids? Or is it just personal perseverance? Or is it, you know, maybe you're having great games against some great competition? Kind of how do you get that mindset? Because I know none of you guys lack the confidence, but when does it kind of become fruition for you?
I mean, as far as that goes, like coaches just tell us, just go out there and do what we do. You know, they actually give us, what, eight weeks, 6 weeks to a month and a half to do what we need to work on. And I guess that time right there and that process right there, that's given us time to do what we need to work on as far as building strength, getting faster, you know, working on things like that, position drills like that. I feel like they give us a amount of time to do what we got to do and watch film and go over your weaknesses and what you're good at and things like that. So I feel like they give us an amount of time to do what we got to do.
Nice, nice. And for you, I mean, I ask this question of everybody that comes on the show. I mean, Deontay Fleming is in the film room. You're with a few scouts. What are they going to look at you and say, hey, Deontay, we love this about you. We love what you do here, too. I mean, what are those DB characteristics to the position that they're going to fall in love with?
Like I said, my ball skills is one of the best things that, I mean, you can't teach that. You can't teach ball skills. You also can't teach speed, you know, my makeup speed. And me being patient at the line with the receivers. I love going against tough receivers, you know what I'm saying? That'll make me step it up another level and things like that. And just basically my IQ of the game and my ball skills. I mean, I'm not a big of a hitter. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I am. I'm a cover corner. That's what I do. I cover people, you know what I'm saying? And intercept balls. That's what I'm good at. So I say my ball skills is my most athletic thing.
Nice. What goes unnoticed about you? What do scouts need? If they're listening in, what do they need to know about you that goes unnoticed at film, you know, that doesn't reveal?
My IQ of the game. I think I'm smart on the field. I might, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel like I'm smart on the field, and they don't know. I play hard every play. Every play I go hard. If the ball on the other side, I run to the other side. I go hard every play, so that's what they're going to notice. If the ball's on the other side, you're going to see my jersey number 30 going across that field. So I just feel like my IQ of the game, to be honest, though. So
nice. And I'm curious because I don't know this. I mean, what kind of defense did you guys run? And primarily, what were you kind of, you know, doing most on a typical Saturday in terms of, you know, what kind of coverage you guys were using?
Slippery rock, straight man. You know, we go against spread. We go against spread offenses every Saturday. So we was in cover. We was in cover eight, straight man the whole game. And it was if we had to switch it up, we had to switch it up. But we had a nice rotation coming in every other play, every five plays, and things like that. So like our coaches trusted us running straight man. Our defense, I mean, we locked up. We had one of the top defenses in the country. You know what I'm saying? Ranked five in the country. So I mean, that should tell you something right there. We wasn't giving up too many touchdown passes and things like that. So, I mean, we was running straight man every Saturday on and off the field. We was in good shape for the season. So, yeah, we was running straight man.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Deontay Fleming's breaking it down here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show with today's guest, you know you can always check it out at iTunes and the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. And then we almost have his draft bio page done. We'll be wrapping that up shortly after this show concludes. And we'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Deontay as he moves. So, I mean, let's kind of dig into this thing, man. You go off to Temple. You have a great pro day. You got another one coming up. And then you got the local workout. But, I mean, what a relief. I mean, how relieving was it to just kind of get out there and kind of just let it all out and kind of get your feet under you at a pro day?
Well, at Temple, you know, I was just getting everything what I had worked on, you know what I'm saying? Let scouts know that I'm here. Like I feel like I'm one of the top corners in the draft as far as a small school corner, and just let them know that I my name needs to be out there, and I feel like I'm ready to play at the next level. Either it's the CFL or NFL, I'm going to be on an NFL roster. That's my confidence that I know. If you don't have confidence, what's the sense of playing a game of football? Like I said though, it was just going out there showing my skills and doing what I have to do and just take that back, take it to on the 23rd at Super Bowl, start where I left off at Temple's, and just go out there and do what I have to do and just go out there and just be me and stay humbled and be patient about and trust the process. That's all I can do is just trust the process.
Nice. And you folks out there listening, we kind of slightly touched base on it. But Deontay is a 4.3 speed guy. So when we say he's quick, He's very, very fast, and those are the number he. That's the number he's right under 4.4 is the number he's going to kind of strive for, and that's like I said. That is fast speed. But again, it's what he can do. Do you remember any of your Temple other? You know, I know you ran a 4.43. Did you get any word on any of the other drills that you did?
We went down there. Temple had April Day first, so. I don't. We ain't do the bench. We ain't do the broad. We just did the three cone and the shuttle, and I did some position drills. My position drill was looking fluid and all. I went out there and did what I had to do with my as far as my position drills. As far as the three cone. I think I did like a 6.7, 6.8. I don't remember. And my shuttle was like a 4.0 flat, so that's that on the 23rd. I slipped the Rock Pro Day. I'm trying to get them numbers down and things like that. And I'm ready to do the bench to show them how strong I am, and ready to do my broad and my vert. You know what I'm saying? 5.9, but I feel like I can jump at 5.9. So they need to see some explosive. So I'm very interested and very just excited about on the 23rd to go out there for the last time and. So the scouts what I can do as far as my size and my weight and things like that. So I'm ready.
That's right, man. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to go at all times. And obviously you've been doing this for a long time and building yourself up to be the guy that we're talking to today. And you've gotten pretty far doing what you're doing, man. Hopefully you continue to do it. Just when you become big time, just don't blow us off. And we're like, hey, Deontay, we need you to come on the show. You're like, man, I ain't got time for you.
Oh, no, I never forget about it. I can't forget about family. You know what I'm saying? It's family, man.
It happens. It's crazy, but like I said, but man, there's nothing better than watching you guys grow and become the guys that you guys become, and especially if we can see you on Sunday, it's pretty special. And for you folks out there listening, I mean, you know, we had Rontez Miles on the show. He was Cal PA. We had Gary Brown, another we had Al Shabazz from the Steelers, DB, Westchester, another PJ.
From Westchester. You guys had Gary Brown?
Uh-huh. Gary Brown on. What was it? You play Brown. Against him a little bit?
Yeah, he was tough, man. One of the best receivers out of the guard. Big, physical, fast. He's a good receiver. He's all the package. He's got all in one, man. Gary Brown, and yeah, he's good, man. He's good. He's going to be on he's going to play on Sundays. Sundays and Mondays.
Good, man. Good. I like to hear that, man. Well, Deontay, man, we appreciate you stopping by, but we never let our guests go before we throw some off-the-wall stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with us?
Man, what you got for me?
All right. Now, sometimes this is a big hit or miss. Now, when we go inside the locker room at Slippery Rock, who had the most bizarre nickname? Could be you or a teammate, and how'd they get it?
I say me. My nickname.
Uh-oh.
Oh man, I don't want to let the world know, but my nickname is I go by Ducky. I go by Ducky.
How'd you
quack,
get Ducky?
Like a duck, quack. You know, I have my grandmother. I have duck lips. You know what I'm saying? And then growing up, I was walking pigeon toed and walked like a duck and things like that. And I never got my words out. I never finished until this day. I never finished. A sentence, you know what I'm saying, because of my duck lips. So my grandma, she called me Ducky.
Well, hey, man, if grandma puts you on you, it's all good, man. That's a good nickname.
That's fact,
yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it. And
yeah.
That's excellent. How about this one? I mean, inside that Slippery Room locker room or Slippery Rock locker room, Coach Spack, I mean, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
I say Coach Lux and Kevin Green. Kevin Green, he do a great coaches and stuff like that. He's funny with that. But everybody around Coach Lux. Everybody know how to do Coach Lux. Everybody know how to do him except for me. I'm not. I don't know how, but everybody know how to do Coach Lux. He that type of person. He's like a father off the field, you know what I'm saying? But on the field, he's about business, and him and Coach Don Renzano.
Nice. So Coach Lux, he don't mind you guys having some fun in terms of just scorching him a little bit, man?
Nah, Coach Lux, no sir. He's like off the field, he's strictly, you know what I'm saying? He's one of us off the field,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But on the field, he's strictly about business, you know what I'm saying? Just like even other coaches. So Coach Lux, like I said, he's about business on the field, but off the field, you can laugh with him, joke with him, things like that. But he takes things serious on the field, so yeah.
Definitely. And then this question, Deontay, I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. You could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to invite?
Lauren London, a.k.a. Nunu.
Nice.
Yeah, Lauren London, a.k.a. Nunu. Her.
Her name comes up quite a bit.
Yep. Rihanna.
Rihanna's a good one.
And
Rihanna.
India Loves.
Yeah, that's a good.
And this girl.
You got a nice little
awesome girl name. Yeah, and this girl named Jay Nice. She's a model, but you might as well say she's famous because she got over a million friends on IG. She's a model out of Cleveland, Ohio. She's beautiful.
I
want
to look
Jay
her
Nice
up.
Yeah, you gotta look her up.
I love when I get a new name.
Yeah, she's really
when we get
beautiful
down to the show, that's the first thing I usually do. I Google it that way. I'm like, because I like to stay on top of things. I like to know, you know.
Yeah,
I wrote it down on the note.
That's my baby. I really love her.
And then the final question, man. Yeah, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, let me stop for my girl.
And then, it happens. I'm sure she got a list, too. If I brought her on the show and I said five celebrity men or a celebrity dinner date, I'm sure she would have some names. So
I have to get mad. And I'll probably see the real. Instead of Deontay, you'll see Ducky.
Nah, that's awesome. And then the final one, man. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's a man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the ideas on your cleats. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want on there?
On my shoes, I'd probably put probably my mom and my sister, one of them, Ebony and Shadir. And on the other one, I'll probably put my grandmother who passed away last year, just to let her know that she's still with me. At the end of the day, you know, I feel like that's who I go out and play for. I play for her and my family every day. You know what I'm saying? So she basically the one that told me not to give up on and trust the process. So that's who I probably put on my shoes. My grandmother, May Ruth Flemings.
Excellent, man. Well, God bless her and God bless you guys, man. Hey. I can't wait to find out how you do at the upcoming Pro Day. You got a lot left in you, my man. So, as always, we like
yes,
to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, boy.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Deontay Fleming. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And one thing about this kid is he's tough and he's fast. And those are two things as a football player that you want to be. You want to be tough and you want to be fast. And he has both those qualities. And again, he's going to be going at the Slippery Rock Pro Day. He already knocked the thing out of the ballpark at Temple's. And he'll be at the New York Giants local day, too. Another opportunity for today's guest to kind of really get himself acclimated to those NFL scouts who will be eyeing him up. If you want more, Deontay, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and always at the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.